peace that you feel in my presence is the confirmation of my love to you. It's the confirmation of my healing power on the inside. It's the cleansing, saith the Spirit of grace. Know this, that nothing is held against you, but I desire to heal you, spirit, soul, and body. I hold nothing against you, but as a father, this presence brings forth a confirmation of my love to you. Every mistake of the past is gone. Let my presence continue to wash you. Let my presence continue to confirm to you my greatest desire, which is to love you and confirm myself to you, saith the Spirit of grace. I'm reaching out to you, saith the Spirit of grace. To those ones isolated out there, come on in. Come on in, saith the Spirit of grace. Yield to me, for I have something that only a father can give. Only by the expression of my love will you ever be free, saith the Spirit of grace. Humble yourself under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you. He may exalt you. My exaltation is to lift you high above whatever it is that besets you. Mahat yokara. Budjadah leseniyalo. If I spared not my own son, how shall I not with him freely give you all things, saith the Spirit of grace. I gave the very best that heaven had to offer to earth. He agreed to come. I agreed for him to go. It was a perfect agreement. And my spirit went with him. Beakraso. There's nothing that my love has afforded you that cannot bring you in, set you free. Don't isolate yourself. Don't allow the spirits of deception. May esadie. Yes, Lord. Now he's talking to me through Revelation. Masakene. Yes, sir. Don't know, we don't know. How long it was before the creation of man that the angels were created, the Bible doesn't say. Could have been a billion years, could have been a trillion years. No time with God, but in our earth years, it could have been billions of years that they existed. The only way that we get any kind of look into what was a pre-Genesis 1 snapshot is in Isaiah 14 and Ezekiel 28. It talks about Satan's downfall. I don't know if you know this or not, but you should. That the greatest worshiper of heaven, I mean the one that was right up there, sat on the front row, I mean couldn't get enough of God was once a beautiful, beautiful. You'd have loved him. You'd have just loved him, be in his presence, because how much he loved God. He wasn't the serpent then. His name was Lucifer. And that name to us now means something ugly. But then it was something so beautiful. They'd have worship services like this. He'd sit on the front row. His was a place, consolidation of nothing but God. Nothing but God. He found his existence in God and knew only throughout the millennials a place of presence. But something began to happen over time. God cannot create evil, so God had nothing to do with it. But what God did was he created angels just like he created us with a will. And in that will, there's a will to whether or not you'll stay in that presence or allow yourself to incubate slowly, slowly, slowly out. Lucifer found himself over periods of time. I don't know how much that was. Could have been thousands of years. It could have been hundreds of years. But he found himself slowly isolating himself. Spiritually speaking, sitting further back and further back and further back in the congregation. He was still in the worship service, but there was something inside of him. He was isolating himself. And he began to see God in a totally different picture. He began to see the ones that were worshiping him as an alienated family. He couldn't quite see what they saw in worship. Why was it so wonderful to them? Although in times gone by, he had felt what they felt. But as things continued to diminish, he was still in the worship service. But he sat further and further and further back. Isolation became the biggest part of who he was. Beyakaraso. Now he takes over again. This has destroyed many in my church. For most part, people begin to address it and war with their own minds against it and trying to figure out what are the physical academics of the reason why. But I say unto you that it is a spirit. The same spirit, the same mindset that originated with the original fall comes along with that. When people gather people around them to try to supplement their isolation through their own thoughts and processes, they give themselves no ability to walk free. But know this, that in this presence, to all those who hold my presence, I like a father, as I said, as Jesus said concerning me, I have desired to gather you as a hen would her brood and bring you under my wings. I desire to bring forth the nourishment. I desire, saith the Spirit of grace, I didn't want to really say that because it was mine. I didn't want it to be mine, and I didn't want to be out of turn. But I got to say it. May I say it? I desire to suckle you as a mother would her babe. I desire to feed you the sincere milk of the word. Bajaroso, don't allow yourself. Fight with every fiber of your being every time he shows up to bring forth isolation. The unity that comes in praise and worship brings forth the absolute of my mind for you. Basokote. Beyarakodose. I've established you upon my word, and I heal you always in my presence. Hallelujah.